Good morning, Bows and Bow Ties. So I want to jump right on into it. I want to talk about doctors. I don't know how many of you who watch my channel don't look like me, and I know I should be checking my analytics more. I should be checking a lot of things on this channel, and to be honest, I am the worst. I just get out here and I just have a conversation basically with myself. But I want to talk about doctors for a second, and then I'm going to circle back to Married with Medicine. Or let me just say this. Married to Medicine is a reality television show on Bravo, and I stopped watching many of the shows, actually, because I just didn't like the trend and where it was going. But nevertheless, it's a show about doctors or spouses who are married to doctors and what that's like. And so there was a doctor on there, Dr. Jackie, who's an African-American. I'll just say Black because I don't like saying African-American, but she's a Black OBGYN. And she's in some hot mess because she made some very insensitive comments about Black women whining too much and basically mocking their pain and their discomfort during pregnancy. Now, I'm paraphrasing, okay? So you can go out, you can research what she said on your own, but she was in it's on social media. She's in a clip with a person called Dr. Heavenly. Now, they had their reunion, and she got up there, and she started crying, and my understanding from the clips that I've seen, now, full disclosure, I'm only going by clips that I've seen, so there was a lot of crying, and I guess she was upset that people were upset with her, and I think a lot of it has also to do with the fact that I think a lot of people, I didn't see this part, but basically I saw clips where it looks like they think that one of their cast members set her up with having this clip surface on social media. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. I'm going to talk about two different scenarios with me. One that is not pregnancy related. About 7 years ago, I was having stomach pain and I couldn't figure it out. I was driving to work and then out of nowhere, I should take this left while I can. I'll take this left. Okay. So out of nowhere, I was driving to work and I had to pull over on the side of the road and I could not do anything. I was doubled over in pain. And I was like, what is this pain? I don't usually get a lot of pain. I've never had a menstrual cramp in my life. I've never had anything like that. So I wound up going into like patient's purse or whatever. And by the way, they were horrible. But they were like, there's nothing wrong. You don't have an appendicitis or anything like that. And I wound up just taking more Motrin and I went home. I got a call later that day. From patients first. Apparently, they looked at whatever was going on like 12 hours later or whatever. And they're like, not quite 12 hours, but maybe 10 hours or something. They said, you need to go directly to the emergency room. I'm like, why? They're like, you've got an obstruction. I go to the emergency room. They wound up having to do a whole bunch of stuff, put a tube in me. They had to give me really high powered medicine and knock me out. Long story short, I think they took me for an x-ray or whatever. I don't remember much because I was on the Dilaudid, okay? The Dilaudid is so strong. They put a tube in me. They put me the Dilaudid, and basically they had to shut down my, I guess, digestive system. When they did that, and I woke up, after they did some x-rays or whatever, they were like, you have a blockage. When the doctors that came in, there was a Black surgeon. He was fine, but he was absolutely fine, by the way. They had a surgeon, Black surgeon, and they had a white surgeon come in. And I don't know if it was like his residency or whatever. And some other people. So the doctor came in, he explained what was happening. He said, so what we're doing right now is we're shutting down your digestive system because you have a blockage and these things can resolve themselves. But we have to do certain things. So I know you're uncomfortable right now. We will make you comfortable. But I had that tube in it. Like, so you have to pump your stomach and some other things. But I was in so much pain, and my medicine, I think, was getting ready to wear off. The white doctor, I hate to make this racial, I don't think he understood or he was new, and he started coming at me crazy, asking me all these crazy questions, because when they had to come and check on me multiple times, he started saying, can you just do this, can you do that? I'm like, I literally cannot move, I'm in so much pain. And he was like, well, you just need to do this. And so he was talking to me, and the guy was a POS. And fortunately, the black doctor was in there, and there were some nurses in there. And not only, so I got him together. I was like, excuse me, I don't like this man. I cannot move. Because when the kind of blockage I have, I was doubled over. They weren't sure if they were going to have to surgically remove this blockage. So he kept trying to get me to do all this stuff. And they could see I was in so much pain, and I was like setting it off on him, but I barely had the energy. And the black doctor looked at him and was like basically had to tell him to, and I forgot exactly because it's been so many years. The black doctor had to tell him to stop. And then I said, and I don't remember the exact words, so I'm paraphrasing, but I remember saying to the white doctor, I said, I don't know who you think you are, but I don't like you. I'm so miserable right now. And the fact that you're coming in here talking to me and you don't have any kind of bedside manner or empathy, and everybody in there knew it was right. So I said, I don't want him touching me. I don't want him near me. He is not going to be a doctor of mine. You know, they got him up out of that room so quickly. And the black doctor just looked at me. And I'm sure there's some sort of code of ethics or something. He couldn't really bomb out the doctor, right? He just looked at me, and there was a little bit of a, I don't know if there was a smile. I don't know what it was. It was something. Now, keep in mind, I'm on medication, but not on medication because wearing off, I'm in so much pain. Like, I just remember the main things. The black doctor just looked at me, and he's like, he will no longer be one of your doctors. I will take care of you. I don't remember what else he said. The doctor went through a couple of other things, like this is what we're looking to see improvement in and some other stuff. And if these things don't resolve themselves, then we will have to look at some alternative measures, blah, blah, blah. And so he wound up leaving, and I asked one of the nurses to stay or whatever. And I actually talked to a white nurse and a black nurse. They were at different times. And I was talking about the white doctor that left, and they were very consistent because, you know, nurses, they try to stay professional, but I'm allowed, they'll tell you. So I remember they both let me know in some words. They said, look, that doctor is kind of a jerk. The one that I dismissed. They were like, he's still kind of new and he doesn't get it. Like, you don't talk to patients a certain kind of way, especially when they're in like such distress. Like, it's so hard to even do anything, right? Because there is so much pain. And they were like, your pain is high. They said, you got a severe blockage, and you still do. And they were like, it's not resolving itself quickly, you know, like the doctors said. But they showed me, like, little tricks and stuff like that. So anyway, long story short, that doctor, I had never seen that doctor again. And they knew. I said, when you come back in here, he better not be in here. I said, that doctor's trying to kill me. They were like, I was like, he is trying to kill me. He cannot come in here. I don't want that doctor. I had to advocate for myself. So with that being said, he never was assigned back to me. And the black doctor, once I started feeling better, because, you know, came in there, I was looking like, who shot John, you know? But by the time I left up out of the hospital, obviously my color was turned back, you know, I'm trying to look more cute and everything. And I remember that doctor came in, he's like, okay, you look completely different than you came in, because I was like, So now that's that scenario. And there's some stuff in between that I left out now, but I'm going to talk about pregnancy for a second. And then I'll circle back to this Dr. Jackie nonsense. You guys know I have four children, three pregnancies, four children. One of my pregnancies was a set of twins. So when I was fortunate enough, I don't know why I could barely remember my first doctor because I had changed insurance and whatever. But my doctors, when I was pregnant, sorry, you know, I'm paying attention because I got to merge here. My doctors were Black women during my pregnancy. And I wanted Black women. I wanted Black doctors. And it's not because white doctors are incompetent. They're totally competent. But I just wanted Black doctors for me. And let me tell you something. The care I got was, honestly, I can't ask for better care. My doctor, especially my last three, I remember, my doctor took so much, she took care of me so well because in the way she wanted to see me, she measured everything. She was looking at my face. She was looking at everything. She just kept looking. She was like, it was like really interesting because I had preeclampsia for my pregnancies. Like all of my children, my biggest baby was 6 pounds. My smallest was 3 pounds, 15 ounces. And he wasn't the twin, by the way. And she was always conscious of everything going on with me. She took such good care of me and the babies that are in utero. And anytime I had pain, I remember one time my hands and everything, and she was talking to me and I was like, my hands hurt so much. My joints are hurting. And she was like, yeah, I know you're experiencing some of this. She was like, I know it's painful, but we're going to try to make sure we don't give you anything that is unnecessary if you can manage certain things. She's like, but she recognized my pain. Like, I had options. But we talked, and she was like, so tell me on a scale of, like, where are you with your pain? She was constantly talking to me. And I was like, you know, this doesn't feel good. She said, now this part is going to be part of pregnancy, right? Some of the discomfort. Because, you know, I didn't always know. But she was like, you know, we want to make sure that whatever we do, we don't bother these babies. Now, I will say this. There were times when she was looking at me and she was like, you know, you could go on bed rest. She was like, you know, you're in one of those situations where I can just put you on bed rest. I never even asked for it. She's like, I want to make sure these babies have as much time to cook. I remember for my pregnancy with my twins, my last visit, I didn't even think I was not well or anything at all. She was like, no matter what, this is the thing. You're not authorized to go back to work. If anything, you might have these babies early. She was like, not only that, because they called me back to the hospital. I remember I went home and everything, and she was looking at stuff. She's like, I don't like it. I want you back here. And she was like, no matter what, you are not leaving this hospital. So you may be here for weeks or whatever it is. She was like, you're not leaving until these babies are born and however long that takes. She was like, so if we can leave them in longer, we're going to leave them in longer, but you're not going home. I want to make sure that you are good. But she was always like all up in my business. Like she was on it. She wanted to know how I was feeling. She checked. I mean, that's her job. But the point I'm making was she did her job. She did her job. And she didn't make me feel like I was just making up stuff or anything like that. Her bedside manner was so good. It was a Black practice, which was so interesting, too. And it was so funny because there were more white people than Black people who went to this practice. They just loved this practice because this practice was so awesome. But I felt like she made me feel like a person. There's a patient, like she made me feel like I mattered for all my babies. The staff did everything. Like she was so warm. And she was like, okay, now wait. She's like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. Okay, I want you to relax. Because she wanted, I mean, like the care was like, she was caring. The care was caring. Like, I can't explain it because in essence, she just did her job. But she made me feel like she was giving me extra cycles when she probably did it for everyone. But her whole big thing was making sure those babies are okay. I was for everything. And she listened. So when she wanted to know how tired I was, she wanted to know everything. And so I remember the day, I think I said this in another video, maybe like months ago. I remember the day I came in for a routine appointment and her staff was on me like, no, I want to take a look at this again. They were checking and rechecking and checking, and she came in and she was like, she just sat in front of me and she had her hands up on me. She's like, listen to me. And she spoke so calm. Go straight to the labor delivery. I was like, what? She was like, I think those babies are going to come today. I do not want you to stop, go. You know, stop. I want you to pass, go. Do not stop. You got to go pass, go. Collect the $200. And I'm in her office. And she was like, do you want me to call someone? She's like, because you're well enough to drive yourself. But if you want me to call someone, if you want me to get your husband to come get you, that's fine. I was like, no, I can drive myself. So I drove myself to the emergency room. And I'm like, or labor and delivery. And I told my husband out of the way. But when we got there, she told me, I will be probably about 20 minutes behind you because now I got to tidy up something here. And while you're getting checked in there, I'm going to be scrubbing in there. I get to labor and delivery. And after all the checking and everything, she halts everything. She's like, no, I think that these babies can last another couple days, one or two days. And she was about right. She's like, no. She sent me home. She monitored the stuff, some stuff. She said, nope, time to come back. No, I want to check your numbers again. Where am I going with this? When I think about what I saw on the clips I saw on Married to Medicine about Dr. Jackie and her dismissing Black women, their pain, their gripes and all other stuff like that. And this woman knows that Black women have a very high maternal death rate in comparison to everybody else here in this country. I was really disappointed, really hurt. I didn't lose a baby. I didn't lose anything. All four of my children are here and they're healthy. I mean, they might need like therapy or something when they get older because I'm probably not the best mom, but for her to get up there and say that, and I think the reason why it's so disturbing on so many levels, but the main level is when you in Sylvia for public consumption, instead of she chose to get up there on a platform and cry about, you know, her mistake. And I don't have a problem with her crying about her mistake as long as there's contrition along with it for the right reasons, right? But I think the biggest thing is everything she was saying was more about, like, her profession instead of, I'm just sorry I hurt you guys. And it was a mistake. Because, see, there is forgiveness and there's redemption. But I'm still seeing this whole, like, somehow she has been victimized in this. And I'm just sitting there thinking, so now they're trying to make it seem like it was this other castmate who may have dropped the video. I'm like, I don't care if she's yelled it from the mountaintops. It doesn't even matter. They're more concerned about, were you the one who put that out there? I'm like, it doesn't matter if she was or was not. Dr. Jackie was the one who made the comments, and those are her real feelings. What should have been coming out of her mouth was, I am so sorry that I hurt you all. I made a mistake. And all I can do is the work to regain your trust. No one owes me their trust. No one owes me their respect. But all I can do is just do the work to regain your trust. And I'm sorry. Not, I'm sorry if I hurt you. She hurt people. Just, I am sorry. I wish I was never that silly enough to say that? I don't, you know, something, I mean, she should have been saying things like, you know, sometimes, you know, we can be so far removed from people, or sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get these God complexes. Some, you know, and especially the thing that kills me about Dr. Jackie is she's sitting there talking about women and their pain. I'm like, this woman was never able to conceive a child or to birth her own child. So she doesn't know what it's like to have those pains or issues. So for her to get out there and make those comments, and now she's upset because they have resurfaced, and what she has done is deflected and somehow put those concerns off onto another castmate. I'm like, you are a piece of work. Let me tell you something. If I was down in Atlanta, I would not be coming through her office. I'd be afraid she was trying to kill me or something. I'm like, no way. Because if I tell you that I have pain, or if I'm suffering or something, and you think that I'm just trying to make it up so I can get out of work. This woman is unbelievable, and those comments are unconscionable. And maybe it's just because, you know, I know what my experiences are with Black doctors. I've had very positive, favorable experiences. I don't know. But this woman, I feel like she has forgotten who her people are. I think the rumor is, or my understanding is, I'm going to say alleged, but I think my understanding is she's primarily a doctor to the stars, is what I heard, and that she doesn't even take Medicare or Medicaid. I don't know the difference between the two, but she doesn't take insurance from people. Like, if you're not wealthy, she's not even servicing you. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, the bulk of the people are not wealthy. I'm just so disappointed in her. And I'll say this, she's in a tough position because she's in the public eye. Nevertheless, I'm just kind of like, to sit there, everybody gets scrutinized. I'm sure if I was ever on television, somebody would find something that was done or said in the past that would come back to haunt me. I'm sure I've said and done a lot of stupid things. I think the difference is with her, it's kind of like there's no contrition. There's no real remorse. She's more sad that she was outed or discovered versus hurting the very group of people that supported her, who looked up to her. Look, sometimes I think I may be out of touch, and I get it. But I think what was so disturbing is just like she's out there crying and whining and crying, and I'm like, so you're the one that's harmed now? You're the one who's victimizing this? I'm just trying to figure out, why are you crying? All the women, all these Black women that are hurt by your comments, or like women who were patients of yours, and then you make these this woman is a piece of work. I'm like, this is why I had to stop watching reality TV. I'm glad I haven't really tuned into like 90% of whatever's on television right now. I don't watch, except for if it's Survivor and maybe the Beverly Hills Housewives. And I don't even watch that one. I just watch people's reactions whenever I get a chance. And it's always like, I feel like I'm always like a day late, a dollar short. I just feel like, especially all the Black franchises are watch, rinse, repeat. I'm just so sick of them. They are so done with them. Anyway, those are my both thoughts. Let me know. Obviously, this was a slight trigger for me, listening to some Black doctor just make all these public gaffes. Like, she is ridiculous. She needs to stop. Anyway, so all that crying. And look, here's the petty part of me. From what little bit I saw, and I know it's petty, and let me just say this. I am not that refined. Okay? She looked like full-on Skeletor up there. Now, I'm only saying it because I'm hating, because I don't want to lose like 20 pounds. So, all right.